one question I often hear from clients, the women in my community, and even see people ask on threads is, how do I know if my podcast is successful? Often when people think about a successful podcast, they look at the number of downloads a podcast has or how many sponsors a show has. But when you are a business owner with a podcast, how you measure and determine success looks different. In this episode, I'm breaking down the 7 podcast metrics business owners need to track monthly to determine if their podcast is successful. Well, welcome back to Evergreen Marketing Era for Women Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, podcast strategist for women in business who desire to build an evergreen marketing system that supports them in all seasons of life and business through podcasting. Now, the only way to truly determine whether your podcast is successful is to look at the data. The data does not lie. The data shows you what's factual. The data provides you with real numbers so you can see what is and isn't working with your podcast. Now, back in episode 287, I interviewed one of my clients who went through my Evergreen Marketing Accelerator program. And she shared about, you know, how she used to be anti-data, not wanting to look at numbers, was of no interest to her. But then after joining my program and using my metrics tracker, she changed her perspective on that. A year later, she's still using the metrics tracker. And part of why she was able to share the numbers during her interview is that she tracks her data. She's able to pinpoint, you know, when she started seeing growth from her podcast, when she started seeing conversions from her podcast, and even too, to see significant growth with her podcast audience from month to month because she was tracking those numbers and being able to see too, roughly how many people each month she's converting from her podcast and how many leads she's getting from her podcast, you know, people who are directly applying to work with her, people who are actually joining her email list. Like, she's able to track that and see that every single month. And so she has that tangible proof of what is actually going on with her podcast. And she also even shared in the episode, you know, how when something changes or whatnot, like, she's able to see and pinpoint what is working and what's not working and why this happened and whatnot. And so that is what the data does for you. You know, you're not going about blindly trying to fix things with your podcast. You're able to actually pinpoint what is going on, why it's happening, and you know with confidence what to do about it. And so this is why, like, I included this in the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, because I feel like this is such an important part. You're not going to stick with your podcast if you don't feel like it's successful, if you don't feel like it's actually doing anything for you. And so you tracking these metrics, and not just tracking them, understanding them, knowing how to interpret them, you're able to know what is going on with your podcast. So I'm going to share with you the 7 metrics you should be tracking monthly. So number 1 is downloads. Although downloads aren't the most important metric, you do want to track these monthly because you're able to see, you know, what is going on. So for instance, if 1 month you have like a really high spike in downloads, you're able to go back and see like, okay, well, why did that happen? Like, you can start investigating. Like, I like to call downloads your temperature checkers, because it is like the first thing that is going to alert you that something is going on. So if you're having like a really, really high downloads month or a really, really low compared to like your other months, you're going to look at that and say, okay, what is going on? It's going to alert you to start investigating and digging deeper. So I like to call it your temperature check. Like, okay, you know, what's going on here? Next is your unique listens. So this is something new that I started tracking. And what I like about your unique listens is that it allows you to see on a given day how many unique listeners, so how many individual people are actually tuning into your podcast. And what I like about this is that it gives you a better perspective compared to downloads. So say you have, you know, in a week, 500 downloads, right? Well, your unique listens is going to tell you how many people, new people or individual people tuned in that week. So you may have 500 downloads, but you may only have 250 unique listens. And it's not a bad thing. That still means 250 people listen to your podcast, but it shifts your perspective. So it really helps you to see how large your audience is and how many different people are actually tuning into your podcast. And if you're someone who is really into data and really wanted to look at, okay, your conversions and stuff like that, your unique listens is something that you need to take into consideration because that's giving you a better idea of your podcast audience size. So that's why that's something I like to track now, because it gives you a much better perspective compared to downloads. Next is your number of podcast followers. So you're going to look at this across the platforms your podcast is hosted on. But again, this gives you insight into your podcast audience size. It also helps you to see like, okay, are you retaining your listeners? Are you losing listeners and stuff like that? But it really just gives you another perspective as far as your podcast audience size. Next is your percent of engaged listeners. So for this one, this is actually a metric that you're only able to see in Apple Podcasts, but it allows you to see of the people who are tuning into your podcast, what percentage is actually listening to, you know, 40% or more of your episodes. And this is important because you will have people who listen to your podcast, but maybe they don't listen to the episode all the way through, or they don't even make it halfway through the episode. And so this allows you to see, okay, how many people who are in my audience actually consuming my content, but also it puts in perspective for you too, if you're kind of like losing people and whatnot, because especially if this engaged listeners is on the percent is on the lower end, it's going to alert you like, okay, I need to look at why I don't have more people tuning in longer to my podcast. And then with that, you're going to also look at your episode consumption rate, because this is going to allow you to see what is going on with your individual episodes. So for your episode consumption rate, you ideally want 60% or higher. And when you don't see it like that, if it's on the lower end, it alerts you to some things. Either your episodes are too long, the topic is not of interest to your listeners, or you're doing something like in the overall flow or structure of the episode to lose people's attention. So these are the types of things that we want to look at because it's going to inform the type of content we're creating and how we're structuring our episodes and the length of our episodes. These are all things we have to pay attention to. You know, just because somebody downloads your episode doesn't mean they're actually listening to it or that they're listening to it all the way through. But the other reason why I like to teach, you know, tracking episode consumption rate, because it reminds you, hey, I can't be waiting till the last 10 seconds of my episode to pitch my offer. Because if people aren't even making it to 50% or even 60%, or even if they're listening to 80% of your episode, they may not hear that pitch in the last 10 seconds, okay? This is why I teach you, essentially you front load your listeners. You talk about your offer early on and throughout your episode because it gives people, it ensures that people will hear about your offer. It ensures that they're actually, you know, learning about how you can actually support them. So we don't wait till the last 10 seconds to promote our offer because the majority of your audience will not hear that pitch. Now, these next two metrics are, I would say, the most important out of all of this as far as from like a sales perspective. So one is number of leads. And this is something I feel like not enough people track when it comes to their podcast, and is often why they're wondering whether or not their podcast is working for them. But you need to have a way to measure inquiries, sales calls booked, DM conversations, email subscribers that are coming directly from your podcast. And this is one of the things I teach my accelerator clients how to do, how to build a tracking system for this. But you need to be tracking this, because that is that tangible proof that you're actually getting leads from your podcast. And then number of conversions. So of those leads that found you through the podcast, how many actually converted into your offers? This is how people decide whether or not to stick with their podcasts. Because if you're seeing the leads and the sales come in, you know the podcast is working for you. But you have to have a system to be able to track that. Those two are very, very important. Those are the seven metrics that you need to be tracking for your podcast to determine whether or not it's successful. It gives you the numbers, and numbers don't lie. They don't lie. It's like really helps you to see. And what I love about this, because this is something that I teach my clients to do monthly, like every single month, they track these metrics, but you're able to compare each month. And so when you see those numbers on the lower end, you look at, what did I do differently? What is going on? And sometimes it's just the time of the year, right? Because we will see, you know, sometimes like during the summer or the holidays, these numbers, you know, be a little bit on the lower side. But then if you're seeing a spike in these numbers, well, now it's like, well, what did I do? Okay, how can I repeat that? And you have the data there to show you. So you don't need to guess whether or not your podcast is successful, guess whether or not, you know, you're doing the right things or whatnot, or if it's working for you. You can have that tangible proof by tracking these metrics. Now, I also wanted to share just kind of like what tracking these metrics has allowed me and my clients to see. So for me, I've been able to confirm that my podcast is profitable, and it is honestly my highest converting platform. I've compared it to email marketing, social media, all of that. And I've never questioned if my podcast is doing anything for my business. I've been able to track how many people join my email list for my podcast. And I've even been able to troubleshoot immediately and fix things when something has gone wrong with my podcast or it's not performing the way that it should be. For instance, I have learned that my audience falls off from an episode if I exceed 30 minutes. So I try my best to keep my episodes at 30 minutes or less. Now, do I always get it 100% right? No, but I try my best to stick to that, because I know that my listeners, anything exceeding 30 minutes, they typically fall off from it. But I've also been able to like track the number of leads for specific offers, like come directly from my podcast, and even the conversions, and even being able to ask people like what episode and everything, and even track that too. Like just having specific systems in place to be able to track these things and whatnot, and see like where people are converting from, and you know, which of my episodes are like the highest converting and different things like that. And so it really helps guide how I create my content, how I structure my episodes and everything. And it just gives me that concrete proof of this is working, and this is what I need to be doing so that it continues to work for me. For some of my clients, they have been able to confirm that their podcast brings in the most quality leads compared to platforms like Instagram. They've been able to track which episodes clients are converting from, and they've been able to make informed decisions about what type of content to create for their listeners based on how they are engaging with certain episodes. And so it just gives you that proof, or just that it gives you exactly what you need to know with your podcast. I think the hard thing for people when it comes to podcasting is that you don't have the likes and the engagement like you do on social media. You know, social media, you get that instant gratification. You get that instant feedback. Somebody likes the post, like, okay, this is resonating. Or, you know, they reply to your story. It's resonating. And you don't always get that with the podcast because it does feel like it's a one-sided conversation. You know, like, yes, Spotify, people can engage with your content. They can leave comments and stuff like that. But if somebody's listening on their phone, they're not going to be doing that, most likely, you know? So having this in place and tracking these metrics and building out an actual system to be able to track people who are coming from your podcast, it gives you that. It gives you that tangible proof like, okay, this is working. I'm creating the right type of content. Or, you know what? Nah, my listeners, they really ain't feeling that. So we're just going to scrap that, you know? And even two, to be able to determine like, okay, which topics do I need to dive deeper on? That's one of the things I love to do is looking at the episode consumption rate, but also looking at the number of downloads and unique listens for specific episodes and it being able to see like which episodes are really popular. One of the things I've learned about my audience, they love when I spill the tea. Like when I take you guys behind the scenes of specific things that I'm doing and sharing like what is really going on with me and how are things are working, like that behind the scenes content, that content performs the best. I see the most downloads. I see the most unique listens. I see the highest consumption rates with those episodes. That informs me going forward, okay, sharing more about how I do certain things or how I approach certain things is what resonates the most with my listeners. And so you're not going to know these things if you aren't tracking the data. So podcasting doesn't have to be a guessing game. You don't have to wonder if your podcast is actually doing anything for your business. You don't have to guess if your podcast is worth your time and energy. Inside the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, I teach you what podcast metrics to track. Like I walk you through all of this, how to interpret those metrics so you can make data-informed decisions about your podcast, how to create a system to track leads and conversions directly from your podcast and provide you with a tracker so you can stay organized and track these metrics monthly with ease. All right? Like it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, and you will have a lot of fun doing this. Like I said about my one client who she was like anti-data, anti-numbers. She now loves it. And that was actually one of her favorite resources that she got from the accelerator. But it doesn't have to be this complicated thing. Like you really can know whether or not your podcast is successful. So join us inside of the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator. You can apply at mamatermompreneur.com/accelerator. All right, I'll catch you in the next episode.